Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets close their regular season tonight, hosting Washington at Nationwide Arena. 7 o'clock faceoff here on The Fan. Both teams eliminated from the postseason possibilities with Philadelphia's win over Carolina last night. Meanwhile, Diamond Dog Night at Huntington Park tonight with the Columbus Clippers hosting Iowa. Cleveland Guardians go for two wins in a row when they host St. Louis. They play at St. Louis tonight. Cleveland tied for first in the AL Central of Minnesota. Cincinnati begins a home series with San Francisco tonight. The Reds one game out of first in the National League Central. NBA's postseason begins tonight. With a pair of play-in tournament games, Miami will be at Charlotte. Portland plays at Phoenix. Cleveland begins their postseason Saturday against Toronto. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How are you?
It is girthy today.
Oh, yeah.
Not thick.
Oh, no.
Not what I have.
Like three or four C's.
Three or four C's?
Thick.
Oh.
Thick with three or four C's. That's very thick.
Matt Khalil.
Yes. Coke cans.
Two Coke cans.
Double Coke cans.
Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. Jen is very excited about something. That is coming up at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire. At 4:30. And Timmy time at 5:30. What's the game this week, Timmy?
Well, I mean, it might not be so much as a game. I'll ask a couple of questions to you, but it doesn't necessarily have to be trivia. It's just Timmy time.
That's right.
So we
did.
Right. I chose to do a little man in the office today. You know, you've heard of the old kind of bits where it's man on the street.
But I'm man in the office. Common
right.
Man in the office.
Right.
Your boy in the office.
Okay. B in the O.
B in the O. How you doing over there, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tris?
Doing good, Mike.
So basically what that is I've gone around and I've conversed with a lot of our fan friends, and we're talking about the NFL draft.
Okay.
We're trying to get a read, and I think we know the answer, but you know, you want confirmation. Who is the biggest draft bust of all time? And some other draft questions, tidbits sprinkled in. So look forward to that at 5:30 here tonight.
There's a lot of guys on that list, man.
It's a big list.
A lot of guys on that list. My team has drafted quite a few of those guys.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears.
Who comes to mind then? Right off the top of your mind, as a Chicago Bears fan.
There's so many.
Who brings the most pain to you? I think of RG3, and he wasn't necessarily a draft bust, but the results all the same. You moved mountains to get him, and then you had one good season. He was injured, and then he never got his mental capacity back to the same place ever again. You guys who are Cleveland Browns fans got to... I say enjoy. You wanted to enjoy his services, but it was more of the same, and he never found that magic that he had as a rookie.
Mitch Trubisky was...
Mitchell, yeah.
Was one of those guys.
For sure.
There's just so many of them. We were talking about Curtis Enos the other day.
Curtis Enos?
Curtis Enos was a top 10 pick by the Bears.
He had to be a top 10
pick. No, but I think as much as he says he's not and he's going to like punch people out, how does the conversation not start and end with Jamarcus Russell?
Exactly. So
you know, I'll tell you one that people sort of
sleep
on. We'll
see if anybody outdoes him.
Only because he's been so irrelevant. And that's Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a number one pick. And we could be looking at...
I think he was around 10th or so.
We could be looking at one right now in Anthony Richardson.
There are so many guys, though. If you're not the number one overall pick, you really had to be a much talked about guy.
Do you have to be a top five pick to be considered one of the biggest busts of all time?
I think so, because, to be one of the biggest of all time. Because RG3, he was picked second. But I think we all recognized in most other drafts he would have gone number one overall. And he was starting to get some talk around one of the most transcendent draft picks we've ever discussed in Andrew Luck. I don't think you should take that guy over me. And they didn't wind up picking RG3 over Andrew Luck. I guess you could say good for them, but Luck also barely made it to 30 and had a ton of injuries, and they didn't really get a lot out of his game. So there's maybe a different category you could discuss.
You wouldn't call
him a
bust.
Different category, maybe most disappointing draft picks of all time, because he was so good and proved it on the field a couple of times with 40 touchdown pass seasons, but you never got ultimate success out of him. But RG3 being a 2 overall, Anthony Richardson, and you say Josh Rosen, you can start to think of a lot of guys like a Josh Rosen that were in that mix, that were down the line. Maybe more recently, Trey Lance, Carson Wentz. God, I had another guy on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, but
who was in that same mold.
Like RG3,
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz at one point was looked at as that could be the best quarterback in the league.
He was going for maybe an MVP that year.
Right, now that went away quickly.
Yep.
But unlike other guys who never even got out of the starting blocks, those guys at least flirted with greatness.
A lot of quarterbacks like that, though, they get picked in that top 10 or top 15, top 12, that really do just start to fall by the wayside. It just proves to you it's really, really hard to do. To go into that league, even our guy CJ Stroud, he's fighting for his life right now to not be one of those. Justin Fields, what do you say about him? He's still getting a job, and that actually is saying a lot.
Yeah, no,
you're still brought in and paid lots of money to be a backup quarterback.
He's a bust, given where he was drafted, but he's not going to be on the list of the biggest busts of all time.
No, and he was pick number 11.
Jamarcus Russell was out of the league in 2 years.
Out of the league by 25.
Look, I think Johnny Manziel needs to be in the conversation. Now, he doesn't fit any other criteria as far as number one pick, top five pick, anything like that. But when you factor in the whole story, the fact that no one was going to choose him in the first 4 rounds of that draft.
No.
And the owner got some sort of something from a homeless guy to draft Johnny Manziel.
And that really...
And the way that it turned out.
I suppose, are we surprised that somebody, when that whole circus was over and done with, that someone did take a stab at him in the first round? That, to me, isn't the most surprising thing because of the money signs and just the moxie that he brought. There really was, I think, a lot of mystery. Like, there were two sides of that fence where people thought, I think this guy's got game. You know, he's got mobility and he's got an arm. He can maneuver out there. So, you know, I'll give him his fair shot because he's just a playmaker. And we clearly saw that
he
has off
the
field
stature of a master's gnome.
Yes.
Lawn gnome.
Sure. Very valuable then.
Oh, did you see the lawn gnome?
I seen it.
There was one from 2016.
The first year they made the gnomes.
Okay.
That's year one of the gnomes. That's why.
That just went up for auction and sold for more than $28,000.
Man.
I knew they were going for hundreds of dollars and
right.
like $1,000, but $28,000?
Yeah, depending on the gnome and what condition it's in, you might get low hundreds. You might get, you know, high hundreds, around 1,000. Maybe that's pretty regular. I don't know what year I've talked about how I've got a read. I've got a line in the water on a master's gnome. I see it every time I go to my in-laws.
It's not a read. Your father-in-law has one.
He's got one, and it's sitting on his bookcase.
I don't know why you don't just knock this guy off.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully he's got some cash. If not, you take the gnome. That's your inheritance right there. That is what you get for taking care of his daughter for 20 years.
How would you do it?
How would I kill him?
Yeah. Poisonous sausage. What about a poison brisket? That in which he'll never cook for me on that beautiful.
That's the ultimate irony.
On that beautiful Traeger.
All you want
from
this man.
He has a Traeger smoker.
Is a brisket.
And he won't smoke a brisket.
So you invite him over for brisket. And you say, you call him dad? What do you call him?
Papa J. Papa J.
Papa J.
Yep. Short for Papa John. No, his name's Jerry.
Papa J. So you say, hey, Papa J, come on over. You know what? You've inspired me. You've inspired me to make a brisket almost as well as you, and I've been working on it.
Working on my craft.
I've been testing this Weber kettle
to cook a brisket on.
I really want you to come over for the first true brisket off of the kettle grill. And he'll come over, be all excited, mm-hmm. and then poison.
Dead. Done.
Oh, guess didn't agree with you.
I just don't.
Take that gnome with me.
I don't understand why. That's the other thing, too. Depending on, you know, when and if he goes. I mean, the Traeger model's probably going to be pretty dated.
If
he lives another 7 to 10 years, then I'd probably just need to get a new smoker.
It's
right?
not a matter of if. No one gets out alive, Timmy.
No, I'm aware of that. But how long would one keep their Traeger smoker? I mean, I'm sure they're built to last. They're quite expensive. They're a nice product. You want to hang on to that for 20, 25 years?
That's soldered well. Why not?
Yes, it is soldered well. But then there's some electrical components
to it.
Well,
that's true.
Because you've got the feeder system now and the Bluetooth connectivity. But I don't understand. It controls the means of heat, Mike. You don't have to be a wizard at this. You just said it.
I understand. That's why it's a good thing for the backyard barbecue enthusiast.
I'll buy the brisket. I know they can run pricey. It's because they're that good. They're succulent.
Ooh, moist.
I've had enough of the ribs.
Juicy. You've had enough ribs?
No, but I just want to change of pace.
You're flailing now.
You're
throwing things out that you don't even believe.
If you have ribs every single time you go. Don't you think you'd like a change of pace and
Absolutely,
get the brisket?
Absolutely, but let's not besmirch the good name of ribs.
How about some smoked burgers?
I can't tell you I've ever had a really good one.
Love it with that smoky flavor.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think there's actually a restaurant out there that does everything on Weber grills.
No, there is. It's called the Weber Grill.
Weber Grill is the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been there before.
I've seen them in cities before.
I've been it.
Do we have one in town?
No.
That's too bad. Okay.
Show's over. We're done, Ted, right?
See you, Ted.
Jake Diebler loses one to the portal. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Out in the Zanesville area, there is an accident on eastbound I-70 after Underwood Street that's got the right lane blocked off. And on Hard Road, one more crash at Sawmill. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade Topcon Trimble or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Okay, people had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reese's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus Common Man and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of showers and thunderstorms develop this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with highs in the low 80s and breezy winds. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the 60s. And then for Wednesday, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms again in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Oh, I gotta tell you about a movie that I've been waiting to watch for 30 years last night.
30 years?
I'm telling you, it's all, one of those movies that's always been on my list. I never got around to it.
I hope it lived up to the hype.
I do want to tell you first about my friends and your friends at Tri-State Men's Health. It's a great time of year to just get your body right if you're a dude out there. You remember that first time you failed to perform in the bedroom? It's lousy, right?
Lousy.
Probably laughed it off. But then you realized when you looked in the mirror and looked around that it's probably pretty serious.
She wasn't laughing.
No, she's not laughing.
She's crying in the corner.
And that thing that you could be laughing about or trying to is erectile dysfunction, the dreaded ED. Well, Tri-State Men's Health, they are experts at treating erectile dysfunction. They have success rates well over 90%, and some of their treatments can even have you last an hour or more.
Dear God!
They use advanced medical science. You believe that? And we traveled to the moon, and we got Tri-State using advanced medical science to empower male performance with therapies that go far beyond the pills.
All those astronauts, too, by the way, as they were circling the dark side of the moon, rock hard, including the female. It's rock hard.
We don't know how it happened, but medical science, it leads to some answers that we never knew were even there. TriStateMensHealth.com, that's the website. Start looking around. That initial visit, $99. You get the TMPSA test, all the goodies. If medically advised, a test dose. If that doesn't work in the office, the good news is your visit is free, and you could be doing it the day after your appointment. All right, we've all got those movies, right, that I know if you listen to the show before us, AR sort of keeps a running list of movies that Matty Ice and the Loose Cannon, Cole Bartemus, have to watch. Now, they're becoming better at knowing what he's quoting just because the entire show is just one giant movie quote, but they've got a list compiled of things they have to watch. Still one for a basketball guy that's high on my list that I can admit I've never seen is He Got Game, the movie with Denzel Washington. Oh, okay, all right. And Ray Allen. Never seen that movie to finish.
Ray Allen got a lot of credit for that movie. I thought he was sort of a crappy actor.
I just think that because I'm such a basketball guy and that was a mainstream movie, that's odd that I've never seen that one. That's a strange one. So staying in that same era of time, right in the meaty part of the 90s, this movie came out right in the middle in 1995 and is regarded as one of the best action flicks, not just of the 90s, but of the last 30 or 40 years. I'm talking about Heat with Al Pacino, with regular aged Robert De Niro. I ain't ever seen Heat. And I've been thinking about it, looking at clips of it, reading things about it my entire life. And so when I finally sat and watched it all the way through, all these different things are connecting. You talk about an all-star cast. Didn't even get Val Kilmer out there.
Dead.
Ashley Judd is in that movie. Dennis Haysbert, who's Pedro Serrano from Major League, and President David Palmer.
Ah, that's
from
right. From 24.
First season or two of 24. Anyway, it's a little long. It's almost 2 hours and 50 minutes. So that's a good, hefty movie. But it hits like that. The shootout in the street scenes. I don't know if you're going to find a movie that just does bad guys and cops shootout better than that and has that sense of realism to it. Very crafty thieves, bank robbers, they're robbing metal factories, whatever they're doing.
I'm glad you discovered it after 31 years.
And I realized this after the fact too, but we've been playing it here for a while and I've been a fan of this clip. Al Pacino is just one of the great screaming actors of all time. And that one clip is from Heat. Take a listen.
Why'd I get mixed up with that?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus. When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
That's you, buddy.
How great
that's a
is
great,
that clip?
That's a great line, man.
She's got a great ass.
When I think of a woman's ass, something comes out of me.
I just love how there's more to that scene after he barks out that great ass. I'm like, oh, there's more?
She got a great ass.
Like, what is there to expand upon after that? I mean, he's interrogating. That's Hank Azaria. That's who that is sitting in the chair. It's a movie where it's like, oh, it's that guy. It's that guy. It's this gal. It's that gal. All throughout the movie. Ted Levine is in that movie.
It's a good movie,
Silence
Timmy.
Of the Lambs, dude.
I like how you're just... Yeah, it's a movie from 1995. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, am I not allowed to be excited?
No,
about
you are. I'm happy
catching
for
an
you.
Action movie. I mean, there's no rule that said I even had to watch it.
Talk about a bum in the portal.
All right,
please.
So let's transition to Buckeye basketball here. Matthew Grujicic.
She got a great ass.
He gone. You're probably saying, who the hell is Matthew Grujicic?
He had a cup of coffee. What did he play in it?
Cup of coffee.
Handful of games this year.
Is that even allowed to be referred to as a cup of coffee?
Well, he did. He saw the floor.
Okay. Yeah, but in how many? Yeah, like you said, how many games? He played like in a few games.
I'm going to say
he was
five.
Non-existent. He averaged 1 point, 0.8 rebounds, and 0.3 assists. Now
he has stats.
The problem was that he had a lot of fanfare from the player he was on the international level, which does maybe make me pause and reassess when you're coming in with some FIBA experience, or like our guy that is coming in from Croatia right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mean, he actually played at Kentucky and had 16 starts under his belt, averages about 5 and 5. We talked on yesterday's show. I'd like to see more from the guy that we're bringing in to be our starting five. And I also said maybe just a difference of opinions in the type of center that I would want to build around, as opposed to what Jake Diebler and this style of offense and having that five that can stretch the floor a little bit and knock down a three. I'd like to see the fives that have better 3-point shooting percentages if that's the guy we're going to go with. But this was disappointing to see all this international experience that Grujicic had. Should have been like a nice combo guard type of dude that could create his own shot, that could also get others involved. And you really just saw nothing of him. And there were pockets of this season where you're looking around and saying, who can possibly give them minutes? Can anybody out here off the bench desire to make a shot, actually seek an open look, and then knock it down? We just never had that. Tayson Chapman, he was here for a minute, had his little, I guess, what do you call it, little spike where he, you know, scored 8 or 10 points a couple of times off the bench. Then poof, that vanished and you never saw it again. Gabe Cupps barely ever looked for his shot. When he did, he was clanking them until late in the year. He had a game or two where he scored 5 points, I think,
against
Michigan. He did that.
The easy answer is probably none of those guys were any good.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I have to believe that. They would have put him out there. Yeah.
I would think so. But, I mean, we've seen it before where there's just a case of guys aren't communicating properly. There's not a lot of development there. I mean, you brought up the transfer portal and what we've seen the last couple of years. And it hasn't been great. You know, and I just wonder, is that a us problem? Is that a them problem? Is that just unlucky?
Yes. No, yeah. The answer is yes.
To all of it?
Yes, the answer is yes. You have to look at it that way. Until this program goes out there and has a season and they show you and I and all the Buckeye Hoops fans out there real results that this thing has turned. And then they go into that next year and we're talking about, you know, there's two or three top 15 guys in the portal that they might actually have Ohio State high on their list to go to. Not just the Buckeyes doing everything they can, scratching and clawing and coming up with sacks of cash to try to woo guys over here because the spot's open or the fit's really good for them. You want to become, again, a place that's more of a destination. And with Grujicic, you gotta beware international experience. Make sure you're reading the fine print because Barcelona 2, FC Barcelona 2, that's the fourth tier of Spanish professional basketball. So it is professional basketball,
but
it's not even a league that's even close to being what college basketball they're here at the highest level is.
On folding chairs, smoking heaters in the rec center.
They don't even have gyms.
The Spanish rec center.
Yeah.
Spanish rec center.
That sounds fun.
I got a new ice cream flavor that I want to tell you guys about. Plus, the Blue Jackets wrap it all up tonight. That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane still blocked off from an accident in the Zanesville area, eastbound I-70. That's after Underwood Street. Picking up some slow traffic as well, westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd. Expect delays if you're going to be going in through there. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you'll earn $7 toward your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's a big girthy Tuesday. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. I was listening to some tunage this morning, as I often do.
Very nice. What do you got on?
And you know my affinity for rock of a certain time period.
Right.
And I was listening to one that I don't think is on a lot of people's radar. It's called Year of the Rabbit. I want you to give it a listen. Year of the Rabbit, I want to say 2003. Ken Andrews of the band Failure. They had a little bit of success in the 90s. Put this project together. Year of the Rabbit.
Year of the Rabbit.
Very good. Listen to it. Not now, but later.
Is the rock band.
Correct.
All right.
Year of the Rabbit. Thank you. It's Diamond Dog tonight over at the Clippers. And you need to eat at least three. I mean, if you're going to go, you need at least three. I prefer more than that.
Yeah, we had the jailbird story last Friday, remember, of the family that didn't take down 10.
It was like a family of five.
Four.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Unless the kids are infants, even then, you take down five.
Unless
each.
The kids are suckling on your teat and they're not on solid food yet.
Again, do you know how easy one of those Sugardale Dime a Doggers is? It's a two biter. That's all it is.
That's right.
And like you said, they slide right down.
Mm-hmm.
They're glazing.
Speaking of sliding down, Grater's Ice Cream and Churchill Downs are teaming up for a new limited edition flavor inspired by the Kentucky Derby.
Sounds like a good flavor here.
It is called Backstretch Bourbon Cherry which is described as a bourbon-kissed ice cream blended with black cherries and pralines. Well, that sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. I don't have a lot to add to that. That sounds like a pretty good limited-time ice cream. I think you're hitting on a lot of refreshing notes right there while also trying to capture the essence of things that revolve around the Kentucky Derby, ingredients that are big down in those parts of the country. That sounds like a nice ice cream that Graders has come up with. I'm a big fan of them.
Black cherry. I like a black cherry.
Yeah, black cherry is really good. It's delicious. I also like, I don't know why, but a lot of people in my world, not necessarily
your
my
world?
Family, but I have a lot of friends near me that have knocked Graders for other ice creams out there. And look, to me, like there's obviously a staunch difference between going to Witt's, which is a frozen custard
those
type
are,
of
those
place.
Those are different experiences.
And a home-style churned
ice cream
like Graders.
I don't know why we have to pit these places against each other.
If you have a preference and you only gravitate towards one,
Timmy,
then I think you're doing it wrong. I think you're missing out on a lot of what life has to offer. You contend.
I contend that the chocolate chunks that they put in Graters ice cream.
Delicious.
Could be some of the best chocolate on earth. I don't know where they get it. I don't know where they source it. I don't know if they make it themselves. But like when you get like the black raspberry chip and anything with the chip and you get that chunk of chocolate in there, the shard of chocolate. It's delicious.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Graders is definitely one of the top five ice cream places that we have. And there's a good fight for that top spot. I mean, we're in a town where we've got Jenny's, a heritage town for
Doesn't
Jenny's.
It depend on
we got
mood?
Graders. Of course it does. But I guess you got your home style, you know, churned ice cream, like real
Handles.
Hardcore ice cream. Handles, Jenny's, and Graders.
No, there's more. There's Dell's.
Dell's.
There's Johnson's.
Yeah.
Trying to think of more of those type of places.
That's about all I can come up with
on
the fly.
I'm sure I'm missing something.
And then? What beyond Witt's? Do we have another local or regional?
No, not local, regional.
Besides
Dairy Queen. We have custard, like Culver's is frozen custard.
I also contend.
You contend.
That as far as, I mean, a place that doesn't primarily do ice cream or custard, Culver's is the best in America at doing it. Because you would agree, they're Hot Eats, to steal an old line from Dairy Queen, Hot Eats, Cool Treats. Sorry, Mike Todd. But you would say Culver's is 90% known for the food. Butter burgers.
Yeah, that's true.
Cheese curds. They're also just as well known for the custard, but they are a restaurant, hot foods first. Then if you're feeling so inclined, you're getting the custard.
If I had a choice, though, between Witt's and Dairy Queen and Culver's, and I know Dairy Queen is not a custard, but it's still a soft serve.
It's their own
product,
type
right?
of recipe.
I'm still going Culver's in third place every single time.
Oh, no, not me.
No, I am.
Not me.
For me, it's either Dairy Queen or Witt's fighting for that top spot, depending on mood. And then it's Culver's third.
They're all great. And, you know, like for as far as a prepackaged, you know, ice cream bar type of situation, nothing for me will ever top a Dilly Bar at Dairy Queen, cherry flavored Dilly Bar. But that, the smoothness and the texture of a Culver's custard, oh man, just give it to me straight plain.
Well, that's the mark of a good product right there.
I don't need
right
any toppings on that.
Jackets tonight.
I don't want to watch it.
So don't.
I won't.
I don't know why people feel like they have to. I'm pissed off. Let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be Russian Appreciation Night out there tonight. You're going to end the season. Everybody's going to be all disappointed or pretend to not be disappointed. You'll have the people that show up there and good job, good effort, because there's all sorts of fans out there. And this sort of game draws them in like magnets. The reality is this was just a real disappointing season.
I
started out like crap. You had a moment where it wasn't, and it ended like crap.
I do understand. I'm not going to knock anybody that's got their tickets already and they're going out there, and when the game is over, to stand up and applaud the team that put it out there for 82 games. However, since I don't have tickets to this game tonight, this is a game that I'll happily miss. Because I'm, frankly, Mike, I'm depleted. I'm depleted. And I'm just sick and tired of it. And I'm also sick and tired of anybody that's trying to make some kind of excuses.
Well, that's my problem.
About how, oh, you got to appreciate the fight, though.
I don't appreciate the fight. It's their job to fight.
I'm tired of appreciating the fight, too.
I don't know why, as fans, we're above results. You know, there are some smarks out there that want to think they're so much more enlightened than you because they've got a handle on advanced metrics, and it's all about the process more than it is the result. And that's just a bunch of BS. We are there for the result. All right? And I was fully aware this team was not going to win a Stanley Cup this year. But to not even take the next step and make the postseason, especially where you were 2.5 weeks ago, is an utter embarrassment. As a matter of fact, we should have a little advent calendar for when the Blue Jackets have that little E next to their name, because it happens every single year.
Why don't you just
write elimination, lowercase e.
E Columbus?
Yeah.
E CBJ?
You open up the little doors, little piece of chocolate.
Ooh. I need that X. I want to be X-rated.
We're not getting the X.
I want an X-rated movie here.
You get E.
I don't want E for everyone. I want X. I tweeted it out after it was done last night. I said, this is, without a doubt, the most depressing season I have ever been around for. And I think most people that read it were in agreement. But then again, like, there's a few, you know, comments and thoughts out there about kind of what I alluded to about, yeah, well, they stuck together. They had a hot stretch. You know, look at that. No,
what does that mean?
I'm done looking at that. If anything, you proved to yourselves and everyone and all of us that you had it in that room to do some damage. You had The Athletic writing articles about you, how you were a dark horse to win the Stanley Cup. I had Fishy coming down here and asking us if we were afraid that we were really going to have to pierce our sackies. That actually happened at one time.
And Timmy, here's a big question.
We all, deep in our hearts, know better, which is why we can make a bet like that.
No, here's the question, though. I mean, there's one game left. It's tonight. That's it. Now, do the Blue Jackets still control their own destiny?
Stop it.
Well, Rimmer keeps telling me,
stop.
They control their own destiny.
They were acting like they still controlled it after the loss. Like, oh, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Waiting
and seeing.
It's over.
You're done. You lose.
I was rooting for the Flyers last night.
Yeah, I just wanted
to end it.
Let it be done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of not earning your way in, having to depend on other teams when you had more than ample opportunity to get it done. It's just, God, it's so frustrating. It's over a quarter century.
Timmy, it'll be over soon.
It's 6 years now of not going to the playoffs.
And then we'll watch the playoffs. We'll watch all these other teams have deep runs and grow beards and all of this. And we'll have to wonder what that would be like.
Have we ever played in May?
Ever? Yes, only because that was the weird 2020 season.
No, that doesn't count.
Well, all right, but I'm just telling you.
In a regular?
No.
Never played
no.
in the month of May?
No.
In franchise history. That sucks.
Yes, it does. I got nothing to say to you. What am I going to do? Try and make you feel better? No, it sucks. Go there tonight, though. Enjoy. They'll have the Cannon jerseys on that I hate.
I don't want to be around for the appreciation
congratulations,
when I'm so sour.
Fifth line,
about it.
They'll give you all the "you're wonderful" and, you know, raise the sticks at you and salute, and you'll have the apologists up on their feet clapping. All of it, you got it all. Catch all the action right here on The Fan, starting at 6:30. Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Southbound 71 near 670, right lane is blocked off from a disabled vehicle. Also still a crash eastbound I-70, this one blocking the right lane after Underwood Street. This report is sponsored by Coda. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride Coda by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at coda.com/tap. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Things to know about T-Bone and Tyvus. Bone hates the SEC. Tyvus refuses to drink dark liquids. And they're both big fans of public shaming. Oh, they also host a radio show together weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Listen to it. The Fan.
This is Gordon Miller.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Good news, Timmy.
What's the news?
Ted Ginn Jr. is back with the Aviators and will coach the team this week for their big matchup against Teddy. Big one this week again.
That team won
Teddy
out in the South.
You're supposed to Florida. Be a fan.
Florida team, I think.
I mean, I openly mock this team. I don't care. But you're supposed to care.
I do care. I tune in when they're playing and I watch.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that 7 days later, 7 days after a DUI, before the night before one of your games, you're back on the sidelines?
I mean, he
allowed to coach the team?
Should he just
no questions asked?
Banished for the rest of his life?
Okay,
Timmy?
There's a difference between banished and actually having a punishment. I don't know.
The punishment is him coaching the team.
That's
the punishment.
That's a good joke, but follow me down this path of logic in trying to help, really.
There's
actually
no room for
help
logic
people
on this show.
I'm saying this for his own sake. There are just too many times, like we've seen it. We have seen it here before where I have a differing view on how serious of an offense that is. And you're lucky that people didn't die. Just this week, we found out that Reuben Bain, who's going to be one of the top picks in the draft, had,
I
don't think there was alcohol related, but it was vehicular though. And anytime you get behind the wheel and you aren't paying attention, you aren't focused, whether there's alcohol in your system or not, you can kill a human being if you make mistakes. And to just be out there drinking and driving like that, and you're allowed to coach your team a week later, that first one doesn't count because it was the day before the game. That doesn't count as, oh, you're suspended. You're in jail. With Scotty Scheffler. You can't coach.
No,
you're
Scheffler's
behind
out.
Bars.
He's out.
I would think 3 games minimum, a third of the season. That would be where my book is.
What kind
for
of offense
a DUI?
Was it, sir? It was vehicular. I don't know why I like that.
Why did I say it that way? But that's the proper term, at least.
Vehicular.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
You're looking very vehicular today.
I don't know the exact term, but I'm going to say vehicular.
Are you familiar with the Big Ten Medal of Honor Awards?
I wasn't until today. I got to tell you, I saw that Bruce Thornton won it, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, so these awards have changed a little bit. They used to only go to one person in the entire conference, and then they have later opened this up. One male, one female. And they've now opened this up to somebody, a male and female athlete from each Big Ten school gets one. But when you're talking about an award that goes all the way back to 1915, You're talking about something that's prestigious, and you would be honored
so,
and
so
proud.
Prestigious that you and I weren't aware of it.
No, I was.
Get
I asked
here.
You if you had heard of this. I'm looking at an emblem of the award right here. This is awarded for greatest proficiency in athletics and scholastic work. So we're talking about getting it done on the field and off the field. Bruce Thornton, congratulations to him. He's the all-time leading scorer in Buckeye men's basketball history. He gets it done there. That seems like an obvious choice on the men's side. As long as Bruce Thornton had his grades to just a certain point, I think the athletics took over to an extent with what he did for that basketball team. And Lena Henschel.
Oh, Lena.
She wins on the women's side. She is a diver. And as I was looking her up, she is from Germany. She is very decorated. She has participated in the World Championships, in the European Games, in the European Aquatics Championships, the European Diving Championships, and the World University Games. She has medal on top of medal on top of medal on top of medal. She has an Olympic medal. She took bronze in Tokyo in the 3-meter synchro.
Gold medal.
She's got, it looks like a bronze medal, this Big Ten Medal of Honor. But congratulations to Lena and Bruce Thornton. Awesome stuff. To go to our Buckeye football part, we're getting ready for the spring football game that is coming up on Saturday. I know us fans, we are excited for it. It's a lovely little mile marker. If nothing else, we're excited about the football, but it also sends us into a time of year where the weather is beautiful. We dust off the golf clubs. We watch baseball. We go to cookouts. A lot of good things. Here's Coach Day, though. You always want to keep in mind what that team up north is doing. He talked about keeping Michigan in mind while playing the rest of their schedule.
Well, what you try to do is you try to put metrics in place that you can evaluate on a week-to-week basis that ultimately are going to be used in that last game. And so, you know, winning different situations, winning different things. And so whether it's a turnover battle or rushing yards or whatever those things are, we come back in on Sunday and say, okay, here are the things that we have to win in the rivalry game. And so here's what we're going to focus on during the season. And if we do those things, by the way, it's going to help us win the game at task at hand. But we have to continually build to that point to get ready to play in that. It's not just going to happen. It's these bricks and foundations that get built and so we actually have bricks. After every practice, I give a brick to one of the players. They go over the platform, put the brick down. And then that foundation is going to hold up when the storms come or it's not. You don't all of a sudden just show up to that game and think you're going to play. So that mindset helps us.
I have always been a big proponent of you can play that game out at any point throughout your year and how important that is to you. What that means to you to win another pair of gold pants. We saw those all get distributed here earlier this spring. So that being on the front and center of your mind, you can play out your schedule. You can be in spring football. You can be in the offseason, and you can be thinking about Michigan. Now, one more real quick. We hadn't really discussed Tavian St. Clair. Think he's going to be the top-notch backup quarterback? I do. I think it's definitely trending that way. And also, could he be the next guy to go past Julian Sain? I remember talking to his high school coach, Jason Brown at Bell Fountain, just about who Tavian St. Clair is off the field and what makes him tick, a team guy, a locker room guy. And people that have been able to see practice, they're seeing the arm talent that this guy has. And Ryan Day, he recently talked about Tavian St. Clair and what he's bringing as the backup QB.
And how you doing, little partner?
No.
It's a little visitor now.
No.
Out of Wyoli's, how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
My wife likes her coffee weak, just like that was. Weak. I could smell that coming from a mile away.
Somebody get a barista because this roast got dark.
No, that was not good.
No good.
Teddy, no good, right?
Come on, I hit it. I hit it in a segment.
Well,
I had a
fine,
Ryan
but
Day
I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
The best thing eloquently about St. Clair.
No, I said, he's not going to play the high school coach sound here.
I didn't
here.
Say it was high school coach sound. I was
or
setting
was Ryan
up the
Day, whatever
Day
the hell
clip
was.
No, chatting
not,
about him.
Tavian St. Clair, get out of here.
No.
Sucked. No. Sucked. We're on the honor system here, right? I would tell you if I was genuinely surprised. That sucked. Do better.
Vehicular?
You don't have to say it like that.
Vehicular?
See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Police are on the scene of an accident eastbound I-70 at Livingston Avenue. It's off on the right berm, and also a disabled vehicle southbound 71 near 670 blocking the right lane. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority. Your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zelnick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, this is Paul Keels. Curtain comes down on the Blue Jackets season tonight where they play host to the Washington Capitals at Nationwide Arena. You can catch that game tonight here on The Fan. Both of them looking to wrap things up after having been eliminated for the postseason last night. The NBA postseason starts tonight with a pair of tournament play-in games. Miami will be at Charlotte, Portland at Phoenix. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Guardians going for back-to-back wins as they play the second of their series in St. Louis tonight. Guardians tied for first in the AL Central. The Cincinnati Reds were a half game out of first in the NL Central to open a home series with San Francisco tonight. And it's Dime a Dog Night at Huntington Park. Columbus Clippers host the Iowa Cubs. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Hey, final regular season game for the... I don't say regular season. Final game for the Jackets tonight because they didn't make the postseason. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. You know what? I'm going to turn that frown upside down.
You sure about that?
Yes, I am, because you're here and that's all that matters. It's time for See You Next Tuesday with Jack. Jen Winters is here.
Hi.
She tells us all the behind-the-scenes stuff here at the radio station. I just told you some behind-the-scenes stuff during the break.
Yeah.
That,
it's a good times my, on this
my,
ship.
My penis is shrinking.
Yeah.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
How does it get smaller?
With age, apparently. Which is one of life's great ironies. The nose gets bigger, the ears, the sack, it all gets bigger. But the actual shaft...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, from my prime, I'm down an inch and a half.
Oh, my God.
How does that happen?
An inch and a half from what? About...
Wasn't good.
Three?
Wasn't anything to write home about to begin with.
So now...
Now...
It's just I mean, nothing.
At this rate, like, you look at, like, the erosion rate.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I mean, if... The coastal area continues at this rate. In the next 20 years, we're not going to have anything left. The houses are on stilts as they are.
It's global
It's going to be gone in 20 years.
Global warming affects penis size.
Yes, it does,
that's
right?
That's exactly it.
Just imagine if he went into a cold pool with Costanza. My God.
It's inverted.
It turns into a vagina.
You used to have a nubbin, and now you just have that or a belly button.
Just
a hole.
Just real. Thanks.
Black hole, son.
Just real disappointing.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Living. How about you?
Are you very happy today? You got your Oasis shirt
actually,
on?
You know what's really funny? It's like last night, like I was just at home and I'm like, I'm doing my taxes and whatever. And because I love waiting to the last minute to figure out my life. It's just par for the course. And so I see
April 14th taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So I see this thing come across my phone.
Wait until like the Google calendar says it's actually tax day and you got to get moving.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, 4 years ago where I was making really good money with no life and now that I don't make really, really good money.
But you're here with
but
us.
But I'm here with you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, work-life balance, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, doing that, and then you're just like, I used to get a big refund. Now it's like, I might owe. Crap.
You're not going to owe. You'll be all right.
I think we'll be okay. I think maybe we'll have enough money for Taco Bell.
Oh, hey, that's a great meal, Jen.
No. But anyway, I was working on my taxes, and my phone went off, and it said, Rolling Stone, see who's made it into the 2026 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, he didn't like to talk about the Rock Hall of Fame.
I knew that this was a very big year because they said Oasis millions of times. So I opened it up.
It's third year for them, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
They made it. Not that they finally made it. I started screaming. I was so excited.
Really?
And then the next words after that were Joy Division / New Order.
Uh-huh.
And to those of you who don't know Joy Division or New Order, post-punk Manchester scene in the late 70s, early 80s, this group, Joy Division, should have been in like 30 years ago.
This is the problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There really is nothing to it other than the whims of a couple people behind the scenes. And it's whose ass can you kiss and all of this crap.
Well, the thing that I think is crazy, though, is the fact that Joy Division had two proper records out. And then Ian Curtis, the lead singer. I'm going into a little bit of a history here, and I have to do this. Ian Curtis had been diagnosed with severe epilepsy. He was having seizures on stage. He was having issues with the medication that he was on. He was already an incredibly depressed person on top of this. And then literally the night before the band leaves to start their tour of the United States, he offs himself.
Why?
And what?
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Timmy needs to interrupt the suicide story.
So it's very sad. And so the remaining members of the band decide we're going to move on, but we're not going to be Joy Division anymore. We're going to call ourselves New Order. They go on, but then their two head guys end up getting into a fight and splinter off from each other. And that's been like 20 years. So it's like, will the original members come back together to be at the Rock Hall induction? And are we going to see Oasis do the same thing? And who knows about Phil Collins?
Phil Collins.
Who's had his whole thing of health issues over the years.
He's not going to be able to perform.
No, he can't.
I mean, maybe he'll come.
But
I find it interesting, though, that Oasis and Phil Collins are going in together, because Oasis, specifically Noel Gallagher, has pretty much said that Phil Collins is the Antichrist. Many times.
And now he refers to him as a dinosaur.
Okay. Well, that's polite.
But it's a nicer way. Sorry, Timmy, what were you going to ask?
Either way, now that you mentioned Phil Collins, I mean, why did he have to wait this long to get in?
Because
you're supposed to be eligible 25 years after your first album is released. And to not think of him as a legend of the genre.
So Genesis is already in. And you know, Genesis started, and Phil Collins was a drummer. Do you know who the lead singer of Genesis was back in the 70s?
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer and Steam and all those.
They got in with Peter Gabriel on their own handful of years ago. And now they're just putting Phil Collins in based on his solo career. So, which is
he still should have been in earlier.
Still should have been in. Would anyone say that, I mean, who's higher on the chain there? Phil Collins for a solo artist? Him or Peter Gabriel? I would say Phil Collins.
It depends, because Phil Collins went your pop rock.
Yeah, if we're talking about albums sold, then it's Phil Collins.
I mean, he had the Lion King songs and all that run.
No, that was Elton John.
Phil Collins was in The Lion King?
No, it was Elton John.
No, Phil Collins was in Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's vehicular.
I know it was a Disney cartoon movie.
Yeah, it's like what you
but
know.
But like, the crazy thing also, though, is the fact that Ed Sullivan is being honored as, you know, like a music visionary. And I'm like, that man's been dead for like 80 years. Finally just turning the corner on old Ed.
Still time. You know what pisses me off for you, though?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
The induction ceremony is not in Cleveland this year. It's in Los Angeles.
It was supposed to be in Cleveland, which added even more excitement until I read the rest of the article. And they're like, oh, they're not going to be in Cleveland this year. They'll be in L.A. And I said so many bad words, and I flipped the bird.
It should never not be in Cleveland. That's where the hole is.
So Non-Sports Matt said, you should set up a GoFundMe. And I said, that's really stupid, but I kind of want to do it. But at the same time, like, gas is $5 a gallon.
What's the date?
It's in November. So I think it's like around Thanksgiving time is when it is.
November. We're knee deep in Buckeye season.
The other thing, too, is that it's Buckeye season. But, yeah, so maybe I'll start a GoFundMe to see if the kind people out there want to send me to the induction ceremony.
Get Adam Jardy to take you.
There you go.
He's probably got a charter bus
Sure he does. I mean, I went to the Foo Fighters induction in Cleveland in 2021. The Foo Fighters. Because Paul McCartney was inducting them. And then, it was the best time. I wore my Joy Division shirt because I was so angry about the whole thing. So it can be a full circle. So if anybody wants to donate any money to the Gen cause, go for it. Sorry about that. Should we talk about some other stuff?
One of Samantha's favorite songs is actually called Let's Dance to Joy Division by the Wombats.
I love the Wombats. Yeah. They're so much fun.
They're fun.
Yes, I mean, and forget the irony. That's how it goes. Let's just enjoy the vision.
Thanks, Jen.
Was it already time to go?
Yeah, you were just yakking the whole time.
Yeah. Sign up for our race, 971thefan.com. Click on the picture. And thank you guys for everything. I'll get my taxes done and I'll talk about it next. I'll see you next Tuesday. Sorry, I just screwed everything up. Can we rewind it and start over again?
Start again.
I'm going to do my taxes. We'll talk about it later and then I'll see you next Tuesday. Sorry, Mom, I messed that up.
Vehicular.
That's very
vehicular.
And I hope that your penis reverts back.
Nope, not gonna happen. It's gonna fall off. I'm dead serious. Look up, if you're bored out there, Napoleon's penis.
Do it on your work computer. They won't mind because it's history.
Napoleon's penis is actually a collectible that's been trading hands. His actual penis.
The hell?
Stop.
I'm dead serious. Look it up.
Has it been
petrified? Like Ted Williams' head?
Look it up.
Could you buy Ted Williams' head and Napoleon's penis at the same time?
Napoleon's penis is very shriveled up looking, but it's...
So was Ted Williams, like, right before he died.
Right, but they're keeping that on ice. The penis has just sort of reverted into, like, a jerky state.
It's just Jack Lakes now.
There you go. Sasquatch eating Napoleon's penis.
It's with Dom and Bigfoot.
It'll be a Kremlin love fest over at Nationwide tonight. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound I-70, there is an accident blocking the right lane at 670. 5 to 10 minute delay back from West Broad. And southbound on the West Outer Belt, an accident at West Broad. That one's on the right berm. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at Sunsetter.com. That's Sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Capitals. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Hello, it's John.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
They'll look for a 30% chance of a couple thunderstorms tonight across central Ohio, then turning drier into Wednesday morning.
Overnight lows at 67 on Wednesday, partly sunny to start with warm highs in the middle 80s, and then a 30% chance of a couple showers, couple of storms in the afternoon hours. On Thursday, 30 to 40% chance of a couple showers, maybe a storm in the afternoon, the high 80. Drier on Friday with a lot of sunshine and a high of 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They will talk to Don Waddell.
Oh,
Jackets,
baby.
Prez of Hockey Ops and General Manager at 8:30. Of course, the season ends tonight, and I'm very curious to hear what Donnie has to say on the show tomorrow. Rothman and Ice will have on Adam Schefter at 12:30, ESPN NFL Senior Insider. And then on this show tomorrow, it's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran and name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. The Jackets will still control their own destiny when we talk to Rims.
Rims might just put us into the postseason. We might be in the playoffs.
I was talking to Bobby Orr.
Yeah. Says we're in. Says we got it made. What do you think is honestly going through the mind of Don Waddell? I'm sure he's very pissed off. I'm sure he doesn't accept this. I don't know how that's going to translate to the airwaves tomorrow, but
I don't think he's going to go scorched earth.
I would also highly doubt that he tries to look for a bunch of silver linings. He's a GM, so he's going to have a calculated way in how he talks this through, but they had their opportunity to do more at the trade deadline with how they were starting to play under Bones and where they thought this was going. They stood pat. They continued to make their run. And then it all fell. I mean, they brought in Connor Garland. That was basically it.
Yeah.
And that's not a big punch. He had a couple of goals right after they made that trade. He had been cold for a while as far as his scoring aspect was. And that was it. That's all you did. And now we sit here hoping that 2026-27 is going to be a different story at the end of the year.
So tonight, you get this game's national TV tonight, right? ESPN tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't get a ton of those. You're going to have 50% Capitals fans, if that, more than that, in the building tonight. It's going to be an OV love fest. And look, maybe there are some of you out there that celebrate Alex Ovechkin, and you think he's one of the all-time greats, because statistically, of course, he is.
He's the all-time leading goal scorer in league history. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. But he's unlikable for me for a couple different reasons. Number one, his principal job over the course of his career has been to beat my team's ass. And I'm jealous and petty, and I don't celebrate that. The same way I will not celebrate Sidney Crosby. The difference between Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin is that Ovechkin is not on the phone to Putin right now doing his bidding.
Direct line to Poots, also something. And I also, we don't have much to hearken back on when it comes to postseason life. We've already established that. We've been through that this week with the CBJ. But that one other time, you had the four-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's the top of the mountain for the Jackets. Then you had going to Washington with a 2-0 lead and Ovechkin smugly saying, yeah, we're going to win the next four.
And
they went out there and they did it. We didn't do anything. Those next two games in Columbus, I think game three, we were okay. And game four, I was in the building for, it was just a complete letdown of a performance.
Yeah.
And then you lose that game 4-2. That was sad. And yeah, you have great respect for what he's done statistically. One of the great shooters of the puck that we've ever seen. He's got Ovi's office. He's got a rifle for a shot.
That's fine. He's a great player, obviously. Yeah, I don't have to celebrate him, though.
And I've known, like we've all known this as he's gone along in his career, whether he was going to break Wayne Gretzky's scoring record or not. We knew what a gifted player and what a talent he was. I never really was ever box score watching Alex Ovechkin, you know? We've all got athletes that don't play for our favorite teams, but you just have an affinity for them. You clearly did not for Ovi.
Nope.
I didn't really. It just was never a guy that I was always seeking out. I mean, I'd see a couple of his highlights here and there. That'd be about where it is. It sounds like I'm diminishing him. I don't mean to, but he's just never been a guy at the top of my list of guys I had to check out.
You know, speaking of Putin, back when he was a younger man, I don't think he still does this, he would play in these exhibition hockey games.
I do remember
against
that.
Former NHL players, and he would score like, you know, a hat trick, 5 goals, 6 goals in a game.
Well, how do you think Trump got his golf handicap down to what it is?
Because same method?
He cheats. Guys are just kicking the ball out of the woods into the fairway. Great shot, Prez.
But we did a bit. Actually, you know what? Not a bit. Real. We have a sister station in Moscow called 97.1 The Comrade. After Putin had one of these big performances in the exhibition game,
yeah,
we listened in to some of their show, surprised what we heard.
Yes, welcome back. Beautiful day in Mother Russia. Talking with you about Vladimir Putin, sovereign leader and greatest hockey player of all time, as he scored 5 goals in an exhibition game this past week. Now, some of the haters out there are saying that Vladimir Putin was only able to score those goals because it was an exhibition against washed-up NHL players. The truth that the fake news does not want you to know is that Vladimir Putin asked for the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Washington Capitals, Tampa Bay Lightning, and Winnipeg Jets to participate in a game against his team, but they declined. Because they are scared. Either way, this was the most fun Vladimir Putin had since at least November of 2016, if you know what I mean.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, we take a quick break. When we return, it is time for Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer, where he will tell us only about Bobby Orr.
Your number one source for unreliable deep state lies and manipulations every time. 97.1 The Comrade.
And Rimmer makes the rounds too.
I love how they're a fan of the Sweet Brown soundbite. As much as we are here.
Everybody
in the
States.
Everybody
loves Sweet Brown.
I said Lord Jesus.
It's a five.
By the way, Vladimir Putin did really have 5 goals. He did have 5 goals in an exhibition game.
I know.
And before that, he had 8 goals in a 2019 exhibition game. He's really good.
And he's riding a bear shirtless.
I'm pretty sure he goes Rod Langway and doesn't even wear the helmet.
No,
he's grandfathered in.
Need a helmet.
The guys are going to check him or touch him. You'd be executed.
Get out of here. A former Buckeye Devin Royal has committed to Villanova. Your thoughts?
I don't really have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, thanks.
But I also saw, Villanova and Prestige, yeah, it's a step up. They're in transition, though. Are they the same program that they were under Jay Wright? No, they're on their second coach since Jay. First guy didn't work out. They're trying with Kevin Willard now, who came over from Maryland.
I'm sorry I asked, Teddy. Now we're getting a history of Villanova basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, you are sorry. Aren't you?
All right, sorry I asked.
Did you see Gabe Cupps?
Where's he going?
UIC.
Illinois Chicago?
One of your favorite schools. Illinois Chicago. The same. The Flames, I believe.
I actually went to a UIC graduation. One of my buddies was graduating from UIC, and I went. And the keynote speaker was a Chicago radio legend named Felicia Middlebrooks. Okay.
That's not real.
I'm dead serious.
No, I don't believe
you. She was on the all news station. She was like the big anchor. She made like $1 million a year. I don't know why.
$1 million?
Oh my God. It was ridiculous. And so she was the, commencement address speaker,
yeah,
whatever it is.
That.
And so she's given the speech and it's UIC, which means it is a satellite school of University of Illinois Champaign, but instead of Champaign, it's Chicago. And you're aware that they don't have the same nickname. They're the Flames. She ends her speech with, "Go Illini!"
All right.
Go Illini! Boo! You suck!
It's all the same.
It's not!
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
We laughed and laughed.
That is a fantastic story.
Vehicular? I wish a car would ram through this studio right now and just take us out.
Gabe Cupps, like, think about where his college career started. We've gone from Indiana to UIC with a stop in between. I hate to think about the Buckeyes as part of like a...
And we're the stop in between.
A college basketball version of Chutes and Ladders. But you know, like when you're at the top of the board and you have that giant ladder that takes you almost back to the starting position, that's it.
How you doing over there, Ted?
Doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Took a while for you to respond.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got things to do over here.
What are you doing over there?
I'm, you know, checking out the chat. I'm taking notes from this wonderful show. I'm typing down, you know, Timmy talking about Villanova and history. And
then Mike asking me a question and then shunning me for answering it.
You know, Illinois, Chicago, yeah, graduation.
Good. All good stuff, great, right? It's all going to make the Saturday show this week.
Go Illini.
I sure hope so.
Huskywawa.
Huskywawa?
Huskywawa. That's their chant.
Osceola?
Oh.
I don't Oscar know Meyer? If it's, you know, all, you know, PC I've, these days, but that's what they did. Huskywawa.
I've seen the wiener twice in the
you
wild.
You saw the wienermobile?
Twice.
Really?
Once in the middle of Pennsylvania.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah.
My whole life and I haven't seen the wienermobile.
Then I saw it again here in Ohio. Off on I-70.
You're drawn to the wiener.
Oh, it's just, you just have to cheer in your car when you see it.
Is it majestic?
Oh, you just, yes! Yes!
Wienermobile!
There it is! What are the odds of all the places on God's green earth you see the wienermobile?
Rapid fire in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane blocked off from an accident westbound I-70 at 670. About a 25-minute delay right now back from Mound. And another accident on Beechcroft Road. It's at Dublin Granville. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Your self-care routine is about to glow up. Enjoy 30% off all vitamins and body care at Fresh Time Market from April 8th through the 14th. Take care of yourself and your wallet at one of the biggest sales of the year. Fresh Time Market, rooted in your well-being. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
I saw that NFL reporter Diana Rossini has resigned.
Well, how about that?
From The Athletic, less than a week after her photos surfaced with Mike Vrabel at an Arizona resort.
Which they said, well, they laughed it off. Said that it was ridiculous that anything was going on. And there was an internal review going on with The Athletic on Diana Rossini's part of things. And she is resigning before the completion of that review. So how does this make you think now that she's chosen to step away after first standing behind?
Well, she
that
still
this was
says,
nothing.
She released a statement or she sent a letter to the executive editor, Steven Ginsburg, today, not admitting to anything, saying this is still lies and she doesn't like how it's
right.
become a distraction. And
just
and,
like when you settle out of court, that's not necessarily an admission of guilt
right.
on anyone's part. You are just settling out of court to end a situation.
Right. So, look, it's an embarrassing situation for her. It's embarrassing for Mike Vrabel. And from her standpoint, she is tasked with covering this game. And, you know, if you can't be taken seriously by the people that pay your salary, the subscribers to The Athletic, indirectly, I mean, that's what it is, right? I mean, she posted a news story the other day testing the waters.
Is it safe to do this now?
And you should have read the mentions.
Oh, my God. What? I didn't actually see that. Just a complete bloodbath.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just an innocuous sort of like,
jokes, we're getting closer to the draft.
Whatever it was. And just the responses were ridiculous.
Every second comment about Vrabel or something to do with Vrabes. Well, I mean, I understand she says she doesn't think she did anything wrong, but I wonder deep down if her mind has changed about that, if this was not the right way to carry on a relationship.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid fire number one.
What's the number one thing you're going to be checking out during Ohio State's spring game on Saturday?
Look, we're not going to see anything from the running back position because they're all dead. I know that Julian Sain's good. It's just going to be how good is he going to be, and we're not going to figure that out during a spring game. I know the wide receivers are good. I'm going to look for offensive line play and how much pressure is put on Ohio State quarterbacks. And I'm going to look for defense overall because they lost so many pieces from this defense during the offseason. Are they statistically going to be where they were last year? Probably not. But I want to try and establish who are the difference makers on the team this year. Who are the guys? Who's the next Arvell Reese going to be?
So we've been hearing a lot about, you know, who's going to step up and fill in that leadership role for Caleb Downs.
Right.
I think that's a big thing. And hasn't Earl Little Jr., who transferred in from Florida State, been garnering a lot of talk from the coaches over there?
Yeah. So far?
He's looked like a really, really good player. So someone like him who has to step in and fill an immediate void and not... He doesn't have a lot of slack time either to get up to that speed. Terry Moore from Duke is another guy. Jalen McClain, who's got experience, but you're wanting to see what steps can be taken. Devin Sanchez, the steps that he can take this year. So everything you said on the defensive side, I think Tavian St. Clair, who I mentioned earlier, and inside the Buckeyes, that's a quarterback that you really want to see what kind of steps he's taken and how does his second spring game look compared to his first one. Brock Boyd, that new wide receiver for Ohio State that's making a lot of noise. There's just a lot of fun players that you want to keep an eye out.
Rapid fire number two.
Would you be in favor of seeing Ohio State play against another team for their spring game?
Absolutely. I think the game has evolved to the point where it'll be more interesting to the fans. You'll get higher ticket prices for it. You'll get more television revenue for it. And that will help with NIL and all the fundraising stuff they want. Plus, it's just more interesting. I think it's more interesting watching a complete squad go up against another complete squad from a fan perspective. So I'd be all for it.
Are you seeing this more? Because we've talked about this before. Brought this up to Adam Rittenberg. And he seemed like he's more lukewarm on what spring games are and how they just are what they are. They have their place. Fans can go out. You leave it at that. But this is different here in Ohio. And if somebody else can come in here and experience this, especially if it's played at the Shoe, like forget about going to other places. Like this is where a spring game is going to be the biggest. Right here in the state of Ohio on a nice weather day. Do you want it to be more of a big name variety?
No.
Or like an OU? Would this be something that OU would be able to come up the road from Athens and be a part of?
If a big name team wants to come up here and sacrifice their own home spring game.
Travel and all that.
To travel,
yeah.
That's fine. But to your point, I'm never traveling if I'm Ohio State. I'm bringing teams in every single year.
Also, who's to say that you come up here that doesn't have to be that team's spring game? That can just be another one of the 15 practices
that you're allotted
by the NCAA. You can come 1 week and then you go back the next week. You have your big shindig.
Rapid fire number three.
The federal tax deadline is tomorrow. Are you someone who gets their taxes done early, or do you guys wait until the last minute?
Jen Winter says she was doing hers last night. Mine have been done for a few weeks. So mine are done, submitted, in, and I'm waiting for my refund.
I always do this. I set a little thing on my Google Calendar for March 15th, for the Ides of March, right smack in the middle of the month. Got college basketball going on, Selection Sunday, and I make sure that I get my taxes done by then so then I can enjoy the rest of the tournament and the Masters without any of that crap to think about. Done with.
Rapid fire number four.
What's a popular band that you guys tried to like their music, but you just don't get it?
There's lots of stuff like that.
I would say U2 is up there for me. I've tried.
I dig U2.
Trying to get down with Bono, but I feel like they have that same guitar riff in almost every one of their main.
You're not wrong.
It's the same every song.
I don't like Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I can see. I dig, but I can see how they would be in that list.
What else, Teddy? Who was it for you?
Timmy has mine. I've always said that it's you too. Yeah, I try, but yeah, it's just not my favorite at all.
Rage Against the Machine, I'm not the biggest fan of in the world too. I think Tom Morello's a pompous. You know what is another one? And again, they're not bad. But this is going to piss Teddy off. Van Halen.
Oh my God, Van Halen is overrated.
Van Halen.
I don't like, and this will even more piss Teddy off and people of that era. I don't dig the hair band, more electric rock.
Motley Crue?
Yeah, I don't really like Def Leppard.
Oh, I like Def
Van
Leppard.
Van Halen, The Crew, Poison.
I just thought of one.
I'm kind of out on
Dave
all
Dave Matthews Band.
Ah!
Garbage.
Stick it to him.
That was vehicular. Rapid fire number five.
All right, today is National Pecan Day. What's your top three favorite nuts to eat?
Number one, a honey roasted peanut. Number two, a regular dry roasted peanut. Number three,
stupidest list ever.
I like peanuts. What do you want from me?
Cocktail peanut.
No. I don't too smooth. I don't like them.
Spanish red.
Number
peanuts.
Three, I'm gonna go with a cashew, a nice salted cashew.
I like a good walnut.
Walnut.
I find them a little bit bitter on their own. Eat the walnut. Have it be the finish on my dresser. It's versatile. It's a versatile nut.
That's different entirely.
Spanish red peanut, always a good choice. And you're right, that honey roasted is tough to beat. That's at the top of the list.
Teddy, are we going to pretend like honey roasted peanut's not the answer for everybody?
They are fantastic. I love cashews as well, but yeah.
The sweet with the salty. There's a reason why people like to mix those things up.
We're not talking about like a chocolate nut, right?
No. Yeah, basic nuts.
But the honey roasted, a little bit of the like sugar crystals on that, it's pretty good.
I'll tell you what though, man, those peanuts, and they should be premium product because they're folding into the cost of the entire experience, even though they're air quotes free. But the peanuts they have at Five Guys?
Yeah, really good.
You go get yourself a nice little thing of the peanuts in the shell.
I feel like I have to eat about 1,000 of them when I'm there.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And then when you go with Torg, he just eats the whole thing, shell and all.
It's disgusting.
And then he chokes on it, and I have to give him the Heimlich maneuver.
I don't understand that. What about a macadamia nut?
They're all right. They're fine.
Pistachios.
Pistachios are good, even though 1 out of every 10 pistachio tastes like total ass. It's like a wild card pistachio.
I like the ones that have already been taken out of their shells. Let somebody else do all that hard work.
See, I don't feel like they have the same flavor when they're sitting there.
It's a nuisance, though. Same thing with de-shelling the peanuts at the Five Guys. You got to work for your food. I love working for my food.
But you're the same guy that does the Maryland crab and stuff like that. That's the ultimate work for your food.
That's different. That's a fine delicacy that I'm maybe going to enjoy once a year if I'm lucky.
You eat a lot of peanuts in the shell?
No, because I don't want to.
I'm just saying, is that a multiple time a week thing for you?
I mean, baseball fans think you'd cross that bridge a lot. You've got to have the shelled peanuts anytime you go to a game. Isn't that you?
Yeah, but I never go to games anymore.
Well, maybe you should start.
Maybe I'll go tonight.
Why don't you get some
Dime a dog.
Get some enjoyment out of your life.
Well, that's not going to happen.
You could try.
I'm sick and tired of a certain narrative in sports. It's driving me crazy, and I'm going to tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Eastbound North Outer Belt, there is an accident on the right berm after US 33. Police over there on scene working to clear. And Beechcroft Road, also an accident at Dublin Granville Road. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's Car Care Month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, underhood, and more. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends May 3rd, 2026. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Working. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
My friends, too.
Yeah. Remember the first time you failed to perform in the bedroom?
I remember the last time.
You started with your spot doing the same thing. Let me start something else. There are a few things more wonderful in life than intimacy.
Yeah.
But when erectile dysfunction harms intimacy, it can have devastating effects on a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around you, your whole neighborhood, the economy, it all goes in the tank. Yellowstone erupts.
It takes a village to do that.
Nuclear winter, ash plume. Yeah. Right?
All of a sudden, it's Oppenheimer.
That's right.
If this doesn't happen, the world's going to end.
Because of your limp wiener.
Mm-hmm. Don't let it do that.
The world's going to end because you can't get it up. Well, good news. Our friends at Tri-State Men's Health will make sure the world doesn't end and make sure that you're rock hard, because they use advanced medical science to empower male performance with therapies that go far beyond pills, and stupid Instagram ads, and she like it too. They see limp peepees all day, every day. Let it be the last day that you're not as al dente as you want to be. Call our friends, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
What was the thing that was, you were saying, I've read a narrative.
Piece after piece about this, and, you know, they've been playing each other this week, so, you know, the pieces for the idiots, they write themselves. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how the Dodgers and Mets are killing baseball. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't give two craps about the Dodgers. I don't give two craps about the Mets. But let's stop pretending like all of us out there, regardless of what team you root for, wouldn't kill to have ownership groups that will do whatever is necessary to win championships. This is not the problem with Major League Baseball. We can point to an economic system that's out of whack, sure. But putting the blame on actual ownership groups that will spend whatever it takes to win championships? You're out of your mind. The problem with Major League Baseball is the other owners that do nothing. That do nothing. That just stand there, take their hand out from teams like the Dodgers and Mets when they go above the luxury tax. Where do you think that money goes? Right in the hands of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Right in the hands of the Castellini family. And you know what they're entitled to do with that? Keep it right in their pocket. They don't have to take that money, spend it on payroll, or do anything about it. When the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox and the Cubs account for most of the money that's coming in from a national television package, they have to share that with all the ownership groups that cry poor. You know, the same people that can borrow money at 0% interest, unlike you and me. The same people that have billions of dollars in assets like a Major League Baseball team or a family business to their name. They like to pretend like they can't pay their bills and we can't be competitive. No, you choose not to be competitive. When you look at what the Dolans have in their pocket and what they spend on this baseball team, they should be ashamed of themselves. The reason why Major League Baseball is in the state that it is not because of teams like the Dodgers and Mets. It's because of everybody else. And if these ownership groups that aren't willing to spend money don't want to, they don't want to put in the time, the effort, the funds to field a winning team, then sell it. They should be forced to sell because there's billionaires all around the world lining up trying to get in here and throw their money at the product. But instead, the fans have to suffer for it.
I don't have a lot to add to that. I think the one piece about this that makes this so interesting is how TV has been such a mess. We can all see that. Regional sports networks.
Oh, absolutely.
They're crumbling all around us. And the thing that also, and it makes a little bit of sense because you look at what the markets are, where they are, and just the brand names that those teams are too. The Dodgers get so much more back from what their TV deal is. And I'm sure the Mets are close to that, or at least more than most of the other teams in the league. And so they have that working form, and they're choosing to do this. If you wanted to put a cap on this and you'd all have to play by those rules, the rules that they should be thinking about is that there's a floor.
Absolutely.
There's
right.
a floor that there's an algorithm in there where Major League Baseball can know with what their revenue sharing is going to be for this year, the following year, going forward 10 years, what they analyze future TV deals are going to be worth on the whole, not the regional deals, but the national network deals. And then they can know like what everybody's got to get back so that they can actually make money and then still put that back into your team. The one that really just disappoints you the most is we talk about stadiums, best ballparks to go and visit. And when you were out last week, Jason Stark had pointed us to an article because I'd just come back from Fenway. We're chit-chatting about that. And PNC Park was on this list that we were looking at in an elite tier. There's just a few parks up there. Camden Yards, San Diego's, if it's Petco or some other name now. The AT&T or whatever that one is called now in San Francisco. They're just a few stadiums. But that the fact that Pittsburgh can boast one of the best parks in all of baseball and never pour anything into the team, they're just getting lucky again. Their staff is incredible right now, the numbers they've put up in the early stages, but you know it's not going to last in the end because they don't commit to it.
It just drives me crazy, though. It's such an easy thing to do. Say, these two up here, this is what's wrong with Major League Baseball. No, it's everybody else down there. That's the problem.
Are the Red Sox starting to
with
fall
Major
into
League
that,
Baseball?
Too?
Well, that's just...
When have you ever seen a year where the Red Sox were 12th in spending? What is John Henry doing up there? And it shows on their roster, too.
Well, we just don't have it. What are we going to do?
You're the Red Sox! There should never be a year!
I know. That's
like Ohio State football. Like, you should, in a league that's not capped, you should be trying to win a World Series every year.
All right, let's talk about a criminal who's famous for being naked. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident out in the Zanesville area on eastbound I-70, right lane blocked off after Underwood Street, and another crash on Wilson Road. This is between West Broad and Valley View Drive. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. During Lowe's Deck Days, Pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Shop the brands pros trust at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets close the regular season tonight, hosting Washington. You can hear that game right here on the Fan. Both teams eliminated from the postseason, with Philadelphia's win last night over Carolina. Former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore avoided jail time when sentenced today for a pair of misdemeanors in connection to his actions after being fired by the school for an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Moore was given 18 months probation, fined over $1,000, as well as other sanctions. Diamond Dog Night in Huntington Park. Columbus Clippers host Iowa. Cleveland Guardians trying for two back-to-back wins, playing at St. Louis, and the Cincinnati Reds opened a series at home with San Francisco. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Before we get to the naked criminal, got a text from a childhood buddy of mine today that he went to the mall,
yeah,
in the hometown, yeah, that we used to live in, and how the only thing left in the entire mall is a movie theater and a Von Maur department store.
The old Von Maur. That's like the big department store in that area.
Well,
it's
still open,
mall.
But yeah, everything else in the mall is completely closed. You can walk around the mall.
Everything.
Around the entire mall, and it's all just boarded up and shut it up.
There's not a cookie spot.
No,
in
nothing.
There?
Nothing. It's the movie theater. It's the department store.
There's not a sunglass hut. There isn't a cart in the middle of the walking path.
Am
or
I
the atrium?
Speaking Greek?
Nothing.
Nothing. Here's a text he sent me as he's talking about the memories. And you could fill this in. This is any town, USA. This is anybody's mall. He said, eating at the Sbarro and Great Steak and Potato Factory, making stupid remarks to the girl on the ladder at Champs. I remember that. So Champs was a sporting goods store.
Oh, okay. People of a certain age, they have a soft spot in their heart for Champs. That was high dollar
that
stuff.
If you were
shopping at Champs, so you had some money saved up for some shoes.
We walk in there and there's a girl on a ladder, like putting some merchandise up on the shelves or something like that. And my buddy, he's famous for the worst opening lines ever. Like any time he would approach a female, it was cringeworthy what would come out of his mouth. And so she's up on this ladder and she goes, "Hey guys, what's up?" And he just looks at her and says, "You are."
"Okay."
"Because you're on the ladder."
"Yeah, ladder babe."
"Yeah, I got it. Anyway, welcome into Champs.
How's the weather up there?"
Oh my God. He wanted to die. Buying that Live 101 CD at the overpriced music store next to the Toy Store on the first floor. Getting my ear pierced with my mom and a buddy showing up and randomly making fun of me.
Yeah. Oh, God. He got his ear pierced back in the day?
The top of the ear.
Oh,
too.
No.
Not the bottom.
He tried to be one of those guys.
The top of the ear.
I hope he got treated the same way that you did when you went into school the day after you wore your corduroys. Or you had some kind of fashion choice.
It was the structure sweater.
The structure sweater.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he got it much worse than that.
Because
he didn't take the earring out. I at least stopped wearing the sweater.
So he committed to it.
For years.
I guess committing to the piercing is different than committing to a sweater.
He said, wow. My grandparents go to the theater so often they gave me free tickets with the stamp card, shopping at the Funko Land when that mall first opened, buying posters of half-naked Gillian Anderson at the Spencer Gifts, where I worked, by the way. I worked at the Spencer Gifts. But we all sort of have that, right? Where, like, my wife grew up here. She grew up in Dublin. She still lives in Dublin. She remembers going to the first day, opening day of Tuttle Mall. Right?
Yeah.
And you walk in there now, and it's just a depressing hellscape.
I went there, I think after we were talking about this, it had been at least 5 years since I had gone, and then I went back in about 3 years ago just to get a look for myself, and I'm wondering what it looks like today.
Bad.
I'm wondering if it is... like scene, what is it? Scene 59, scene 79. There's some kind of indoor amusement park or arcade. I have no idea what goes on in that place. But is it that? And maybe one of the Macy's? Do they have one of the Macy's there still?
Yeah, they have one
hanging
Macy's
on
there.
By
they
a
have
thread.
A, they have a JCPenney, I think, is still there. But the interior is pretty much nothing.
But and we took Jack to that mall. When he was a little baby and getting into his toddler years, just to get out of the house, just to go by the little, you know, space-themed play well, yeah, area that they
was
had
like
in the
15
atrium.
15 years ago.
I know, but it just, it's crazy how quickly some things can fall out of touch. But, and the American shopping mall experience with online shopping and a lot of other things that are garnering people's interest, it has just fallen by the wayside. And it used to be so much fun. Just to hang out there.
I think it could be again. I think that, you know, it's just been mismanaged, a lot of these malls. But I love how at one point the public looked at shopping malls as like the downfall of society. It's like all these kids, they just go to the mall.
The shopping mall was the modern cell phone.
Walk around the mall. Back yeah. in my day, we were playing stickball in the alley.
Right.
But now we look at the mall as, that American institution, the mall. But why is it that a collection of stores makes us so nostalgic?
That why are overcharging you.
Right. Why yeah. is it that a place like that being run down or closed makes you sad? And I think it's because it's just another reminder of our own mortality, that at some point we're all going to outlive our usefulness. And there will be people who look at us. Maybe they do already. So, remember that common man? He used to be really something. Now he's doing a show with some loser.
You just referenced your own mortality
right,
by
right.
that phrase.
He used to be really something. Something, that guy. And now look at him.
He used to be a whippersnapper.
Who
and
does
now
he think
is
he is now?
Out.
I used to laugh when he used to talk, and now it's...
Now
just
he's talking about shopping
gook.
Malls right. and wishing things would go back to the way that they once were. Why don't you get with the times?
It's just a reminder of our own mortality.
I think you think back on it now and you think of, you know, just where things are today. Anytime you can just put your tablets, put your screens, put your phones away. I don't care what it is. I really don't. I will say it. I am up for anything. If we can all just hang out together, go out somewhere. I don't care if it's a baseball game. I don't care if it's a soccer game. We go to a soccer game, we're going to, you know, see the Crew probably lose this year. Now that our guy's out with a torn ACL. That sucks.
That was going to be the problem.
That sucks. But
they were so good before then.
They were. Yeah, they got that win in their first six games. But if anything that you can think of, going to the mall, it used to be so much fun. All the stores are just going through my mind that were high on the list. Like you can make up the perfect day of where you were going to eat. Remember how every food court, you didn't know what the restaurant was called, but every food court had a teriyaki bowl. And they would always give
like
you
a,
like enough for
bourbon,
free.
Bourbon chicken yeah, or
there,
something like that. Very yummy. They'd be giving the free samples standing there.
Like
very
a half
yummy.
Bowl. You're like, why do I have to pay for a bowl? You're giving me like a whole entire order for free.
Oh, and the pieces they'd give you, it's like the succulent connective tissue of the thigh meat.
So succulent.
It was so good.
Just rice and teriyaki chicken. Who would have ever thunk that that would just be so delicious together? But it was likely at the shopping mall food court where you first had that food. Auntie Anne's pretzels, knowing somebody at the Auntie Anne's late after the mall closes so you can get those 10 extra pretzels.
My sister dated a guy who worked at the Auntie Anne's, and he'd bring them over to the house, and I put on like 20 pounds.
It was me going to the back of the Pro Image, which was our smaller satellite sporting goods shop. It was the t-shirt hat shop. Now they're just like a new era store, but this was our one, and giggling at the Big Johnson t-shirts, just wishing that I could just buy that and be confident enough to wear that in the house. Things like that, cruising around the Sports Authority, going into the TJ Maxx. I was gonna say Mrs. Tindall's. Was that a cookie place?
Mrs. Tindall's?
Is that not? I don't
that
know
that doesn't sound
about.
Right. Mrs. Tindall.
Mrs. Fields.
Sid Fields.
Yeah, Mrs. Fields was
Mrs.
the cookie.
Fields, yeah. Yeah. Mrs. Fields. Cinnabon. That
oh,
too.
I love
oh my God.
By the way, there are still good malls
out
the
there. Easton's a good mall when people aren't shooting each other.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a nice
so that
mall.
One seems to work.
You know, Polaris isn't bad, but I do miss some of the smaller regional malls that every single town had.
The fully indoor shopping mall seems to be becoming a thing of the past.
At this point, how much could it possibly cost? Maybe you and I should buy it. Let's try and revitalize that mall.
The real estate alone is worth millions right there.
Well, I didn't think about that.
We don't have it. We could lease, maybe.
We could lease?
We'd have to come up with something.
Like Rent-A-Center Mall?
We'd have to come up with something that really cooks.
Oh, are you kidding?
We're out on our asses.
No, it'd be great. If you and I had a concept for the mall? Oh, we got to put our heads. Teddy, you in on this?
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Let's put our heads together.
An indoor golf course.
No,
fully indoor golf course.
I don't want that crap. Because, no, now we're doing something else. Now it's not the mall. I want to bring back the mall.
Okay.
Just rethink the mall.
You're right.
And make it better. No kiosks. Kiosks gone. I like to walk down the mall and be unbothered.
More candle shops or less? We having a Bath and Body Works?
You have to have a Bath and Body Works,
yeah.
Don't you?
Do we have more like mom and pop type of shop?
No.
Shops
I don't
or
want
less?
That. No, less.
Sharper.
The last thing I want is to see my mom and pop running a shop.
We need two Sharper Images, one on each end of the mall.
I think they're out of business.
We're bringing them back. What was the competitor to Sharper Image?
Brookstone?
Brookstone, yeah.
Brookstone, wasn't it?
Body by Brooks. Brookstone. Yes.
No. Sports by Brooks.
You're right. It's sports
all right.
By Brooks.
Naked Thief. All right. Naked Thief is next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound US 33, there is an accident between Post Road and US 42. 2 to 3 minute delay in through there. And also on Lockbourne Road, there's an accident between Roar and Rathmel Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90 degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Hello, it's Jeff.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Yeah, a couple of thunderstorms early tonight across central Ohio, mainly to the north, and then drier overnight into Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, a warm day with highs in the middle 80s, partly sunny to start, and a 30% chance of some afternoon rainy, but a couple of thunderstorms. On Thursday, 30 to 40% chance of some rain, maybe a storm in the afternoon and the high 80. Drier Friday, cold front comes in on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, April's the perfect time to reset your home for the long run. And Universal Windows Direct makes that decision easy because right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. So if you need 100 windows, must be nice, you only pay for 50. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, you get 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's 2 years. And a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Would you like a free estimate, too?
Yes, I think you need a free estimate.
Well, you can get it at Universal Windows Direct. Call them today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them Common Man sent you, and they'll say, who's that? And you'll say, yes.
That guy that used to be pretty good, right? What kind of company's out there not giving you estimates?
Free estimate.
Free. It's lousy if you don't get that.
Lousy.
I love it. All right, so this story really, really just brought me in when I saw this headline. Nude burglar who terrorized Virginia community arrested after month-long search.
He's a peeping Tom.
They had to have a stakeout to find this guy.
She's got a great ass.
He looks quite fit. There's a lot of pictures from Ring cameras where...
Does that make a difference?
He's covering his head and his mouth.
Well, he's naked, but...
Everything else?
He looks pretty good naked.
Completely bare-aced.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
So this was in the lovely town of Centerville, Virginia. Just a stone's throw from where I grew up in Manassas. Should have been in Manassas.
Manassas?
Manassas. Manassas.
That was a dong.
Yeah, that's the name of the town. That would have been a perfect place for him to be terrorizing. Manassas, Virginia. Manassas. So this was in connection with a string of attempted break-ins committed by this nude vagrant between March and here in early April. He was caught on several home surveillance cameras stalking and tiptoeing through the tulips around the properties in nothing but shoes and a mask. It was just a piece of blue cloth wrapped around his head. And so residents were just continually begging the police, please help us. This guy's naked, and he's not just naked walking around. He's breaking into homes.
What do you think, T-Bone?
Or trying to.
Let me look at your sausage.
And so the stakeout was set up on April 1st. Only this was no April Fool's Day prank. Officers with the Fairfax PD, they staked out a house in Centerville. It was near the neighborhood that was frequented by this naked raider, Naked Raiders of the Lost Ark. And it says, before sunrise on one Monday, a detective spied the naked man just sort of waltzing by the stakeout. And then the suspect went to flee. And so there was a chase, only
a naked chase.
I guess the cops didn't want to chase the naked dude on
chubby time.
So they sent their drone and they tailed him through the neighborhood.
What about the dog?
What about the dog?
Dog, did you have the dog chase after
bite
you?
Bite him in the ass?
Or the
Jack and Dick.
It would almost, you know what? You don't even need jail time. If that's what happened.
If the canine.
We say go to jail all the time. That's death sentence. That's 50 years in prison for nude burglaries.
Well, but Your Honor.
If the canine bites your ween off, we're good.
There you go. Lesson learned.
Right. That's it. And so he fleed. Cops sent the drone after him. He jumped a fence into a backyard of a nearby home. He ducked inside and hid. They said it's not immediately clear if he lived at the residence or was using a stranger's abode as a hiding spot. Yeah, he just broke in. Detectives didn't let up. They pinpointed his location. Then they got a search warrant, went in, and arrested the dude.
So did they figure out why he was naked? That just his calling card, like the wet bandits?
When asked why he was naked, he looked at the cops and said, because that's how I want to be.
That was all about Cox. Fletcher Cox.
A resident of the community who was allegedly tormented told WJLA that she and her neighbors all erupted into cheers and applause.
Look, all
the
kidding
moment
aside,
Walker was carted away. So they were out there when he was, what do they usually like, throw the old blanket? They have like a naked blanket, don't they?
They got it in the trunk of the squad car just in case.
It's like an old moving blanket, like in the back of the budget trucks. They have to just throw that over the streakers at the ball games, throw it over somebody like that to cover them up.
Yeah, it's a funny story because we're not living it, but I'm sure if you were in that neighborhood and just some naked guys running around breaking into homes, it is terrifying.
See, this is exactly the kind of story, too, that you live and you try to tell your friends about it at work and nobody cares. Nobody pays any mind. They don't care about it at all. And you're like, no, like there's really a naked guy. Every other day, we can all see him. He's just sort of out there flaunting it, begging to be caught.
And nobody believes you?
But he knows that nobody is going to do anything about it because what are the cops going to do? Oh, naked guy running around out there trying to break into people's homes. They're like, yeah, right. We're in Northern Virginia. We got other things that we got to worry about right here.
What does that mean, we're in Northern Virginia? There's no such thing as crazy people in Northern Virginia?
Yeah, because Northern Virginia is such just a rough and tumble kind of place.
We talked about Cox.
So they got
spring
him.
Game. Spring game coming up this weekend. Ryan Day will be naked. Coaching naked.
Well, he's going to have he's showing off his new piercings.
That's right.
He's going to coach shirtless. He's going to be naked from the waist
up.
He
wants some street cred. He's got the nipple piercing and the chain that goes all the way down to the zazich. Colorado had their spring game this past weekend. You know,
who? Colorado?
Colorado.
Colorado.
They were very excited when Deion Sanders first took the job in 2023. They had 47,277 people show up to their spring game, which at the time was just, you know,
that's crazy.
Unheard of. It was an all-time record.
Let me guess. I didn't see the number. Let me guess what it was down to.
Well, I'm going
to
do it year by year. Okay. So Deion's first year, 47,277. That's 2023. In 2024, that number went down to 28,424. So
almost down by half.
Almost down by half.
That first year.
Then in 2025, that went to 20,430.
And now,
after a 3-9 season.
7,000?
17,500.
17,000?
Yeah, 17,500.
I think so. Nebraska had its spring game.
I'd also like to point out this is free.
Free.
Right.
Not even $5.
No, not even $5. It's nothing. It's just free.
So Nebraska had 27,000 at their spring game. I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago. And that was the lowest attendance since 2000 for the Huskers.
What do you think?
Give them credit. They stink, but they always show out. They do it for basketball, too.
The weather on Saturday here.
Oh, isn't that the chilly day?
No, 70% chance of rain, though, on Saturday.
Well,
high of 74.
Perfect. Hopefully that changes. The rain can fluctuate this far away from it. So hopefully we get a We get a good break there.
Timmy time?
Timmy time.
Timmy time in 2 minutes. Colin Manning, Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound on the south outer belt, the left lane blocked from a disabled semi that's between I-71 and US 62. About a 3 minute delay to get through there. Also an accident eastbound I-70 in the construction zone after State Route 142. The left lane blocked there. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Your self-care routine is about to glow up. Enjoy 30% off all vitamins and body care at Fresh Time Market from April 8th through the 14th. Take care of yourself and your wallet at one of the biggest sales of the year. Fresh Time Market, rooted in your well-being. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Last game of the Jacket season is tonight. Jackets hosting the Washington Capitals. It's also Alex Ovechkin celebration night. I'm sure it will be.
I'm sure catch him and Marchenko have caught up, right?
Are they buddies?
I mean, they're fellow Russians, right?
So all Russians like each other?
Yeah, that's right.
So him and Provorov and Marchenko, they all get together?
Yeah.
And...
yeah, all of them.
No, that's not true, because Panarin hates Ovechkin because Panarin hates Putin.
Well, I wish I could still like Panarin.
You can. He just doesn't play here anymore.
Why doesn't he come back?
Because he wants to win something.
It sucked for him.
Think
in
about
New York.
Charlie Coyle, okay? Charlie Coyle has played over 1,000 NHL games. He's played in the postseason every single year. He does not know what it's like to play in a regular season game that has absolutely nothing on the line. Enter his Columbus Blue Jacket career. We'll take care of that for you, buddy. Tonight is the only game in his 1,000-plus game
That's
career
wild.
That he's ever going to play in that has nothing at stake.
That really is incredible. And it sucks, too.
Blue Jackets will fix that.
Yeah, we
playoffs
did.
Your entire career? Come here. We'll take care of it. All right, Timmy time. Come on.
Mikey, so coming up next week, God, it's crazy how fast it approaches, right? The NFL draft.
Hey, Teddy, can you believe it's
next Thursday?
April 14th already?
I can't believe it's that time of year already.
Can you believe
first
it?
First round of the draft. Yeah. Could you just shut up?
Can you believe it?
Let me do the thing.
It's hard spring to believe. Already? Yeah, it's just flying right by.
Yeah, you're doing that thing again. So next Thursday, first round of the draft, it's going to be in Pittsburgh this year. So a little history. Back in 1936, that was the first NFL draft. It was February 8th. It was in Philadelphia, where Heisman winner Jay Berwanger was the first pick.
Hello.
He was also the first recipient of the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy. So a little factoid for you. That was then later named the Heisman Trophy.
I see.
So that's a pretty good factoid for Jay Berwanger. First ever pick in the NFL draft and the first recipient of the Heisman Trophy. Two cool things. He was from Dubuque, Iowa.
I've been there.
Played at Chicago. Played at University of Chicago.
Very smart school.
The Maroons, who were a Big Ten program way back in the day until 1946. And most of the NFL drafts were then held at hotels in places like Chicago, New York City, and Philadelphia for the longest time until when you think that first, take a guess, when you think that first NFL draft was at Radio City Music Hall, where it had its nice, you know, 20-year run or so before they started to take it around to different cities out there.
I'm gonna say it wasn't
ballpark
until, I'll say 1980.
Way later than that.
Way later than that.
2006. The 71st draft, 2006
was when the first one at Radio City Music Hall?
Shocked me as well. Shocked me as well to see that.
Are you sure?
Yep, April 28th and April 29th.
Teddy, that sounds made up, doesn't it? It's like one of those fake AI things that Jason Stark had to deal with.
Where was it at before that then, Timmy? Because they did it somewhere.
I don't have it in front of me. Where was it at before, the very year before that?
Yeah, like
I said it was at different. It could have been in New York, right? Before
yeah, that's
that.
What I'm saying. Was it like
probably,
in? But it
probably
was
did
Radio City. It was like a different.
Yeah, because I said you know what I researched: Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, different hotels, banquet halls. But it wasn't the grandiose event until much later on. So we kind of worked our way up to that. All right, part of what I have for you today, I can't call it man in the office. We'll just call it boy in the office. So we went around. I had two things in mind. Number one was to find out the biggest bust. We talked about this off the top of the show. Biggest bust in NFL draft history because we had a guy in mind. Wanted to see what the masses would say, all of our different fan personalities, on what they came to first. And also a little question about how much coverage do we actually watch once we're done with that first round, which is on its own dedicated day now on Thursday. So without further ado, here we go.
You make this deal right now, Tom, and you get Bo Callahan. Say it with me.
Good day, sir.
Come on, Tom, say it with me, you pancake-eating motherfucker.
I like watching dudes.
We've been hanging and banging, brother.
All right, I say good answer.
This guy
This is not my kind of guy.
Well, that's the perfect kind of stupidity to end that one. So as you can see, almost everybody picking Jamarcus Russell for this one, hands down.
It's hard not to pick
hands
him.
Down, number one overall, didn't make it to 25 in the NFL, the biggest bust
I would like
in NFL draft
out.
History.
I'm going to send you to jail. What was the first year at Radio City Music Hall, which technically it was 2006, but the birth of the modern draft that everybody knows from New York City with the fans and on TV was 1980. That was the first televised draft on ESPN.
With fans in attendance?
I think there were fans there. You think 2006 was the first time they ever had a crowd to watch the draft?
I know in from 86 to 94, it was in the Marriott Marquis. And then they went to the theater at Madison Square Garden from 95 to 2004.
And then after that, they went to Radio City Music Hall.
And then they went there in like, 2006. But yeah, they had had crowds and
Yeah.
I told you that it was in hotels and places in Chicago, New York, and Philly, but the line was Radio City Music Hall.
Well, you know what? I don't care.
Because that became the place where it was every year for a run of
drafts. I don't care for it. Just misworded.
It wasn't misworded. Did I not say Radio City Music Hall?
No, you did say that, but I can remember plenty of times, like back in the early 90s, watching the draft, and they were in New York City, and they had a crowd and fans.
That is true.
So I don't know why you chose 2006, but yeah.
All right, jail.
Jail for you.
Yeah, okay. Jail's fine.
I'll tell you what, this segment really sucks.
I've had better.
It's vehicular.
All the segments we've had, this was one of them.
Yeah, this was another segment.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane is blocked off from a disabled semi westbound on the south outer belt between I-71 and US 62. A 15-minute delay back from US 23. Also out in Zanesville, still got that crash on eastbound I-70 after Underwood Street, blocking the right lane. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner, you're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes, owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously. The Fan.
I need a small order.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
A Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Guys show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Berm with you. And then it's Jackets time at 6:30. It's the last time for a while I'm going to say that because it's the final game of the season. Jackets and Capitals. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Former Michigan coach Sherrone Moore was sentenced today to 18 months probation. Fine just over $1,000.
Isn't that incredible that somebody like him, for those types of infractions, is only going to pay $1,000? We were at a point where it started off, I swear, it could have been years in prison. Then with what he was facing after he pleaded down, it was going to be possibly 6 months.
Well, I don't know
instead,
how
it's $1,000 fine in probation.
You break into someone's apartment. Okay. Whether or not you have a relationship with that person is irrelevant. They don't want you in there.
You're not welcome.
You break into their apartment. You threaten her.
You threaten yourself.
You threaten yourself.
You make a big giant scene.
With, you know, a knife. Now, who cares what kind of knife it is? Well, was it a Ginsu knife? Was it sharp? Did it cut a can? Who cares? You're still breaking into someone's place. You've got a rudimentary weapon of some kind, and that's two misdemeanors and some probation. I don't understand the legal system. I really don't
get it either.
I don't get it, man.
Malicious use of a telecommunications device?
What is that?
Trespassing?
What does that mean?
Using a phone. Why do we have to come up with terminology like that?
Now, the woman whose name I've forgotten,
Maria Shrivers.
Says that the sentence does not reflect the harm done to me. He broke into my apartment crying, yelling, enraged, came at me with knives. I was threatened and I feared for my life.
And look, I don't begin to know anything about like how the relationship really did start in those walls. There are people up there in Michigan that do know the answers to that, whether it was completely mutual or whether she felt pressure. But the statement that she put out recently alluded to that she was between a rock and a hard place with this and didn't know what to do. Bottom line is, Sherrone Moore, he is the head coach. He is the guy with the power in this situation. And to throw it all away like that, to do that to your family, is simply incredible. And it does seem like he's getting off scot-free, but the ramifications for him professionally, I think, are going to last many, many, many more years. Like, what if you envisioned him getting back into the coaching game?
He's not coaching again.
I mean, he would have to start very, very small, maybe even go Division II, Division III route.
Here's what the judge said. He says, I don't believe, when I look at the entirety of the situation, that incarceration should be appropriate. I warn you, Mr. Moore, should there be a violation, all bets are off. I don't like sending people to jail, but I don't have a problem doing it. I was searching to see if we have the 911 audio in our system, and we do. Let's take a listen.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life, and then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I could hear that 1,000 times.
Two things for you.
And never get sick of it.
Two things for you. Thank you for doing it. I knew you were not playing a 911 clip, and I knew it wasn't going to be, well, how you doing, little partner?
You already did that today. You ruined it.
I didn't ruin
it.
You
did. It was terrible. Terrible placement by you. It
sucked. Don't say that.
It was a disappointment. Teddy, was it terrible today?
That's rude.
I don't know if it was terrible, but it was not up to standard.
Okay.
Well, I apologize. At least I wasn't just trying to jam it in. Instead of saying, I love my windows. Boop. Well, how you doing, little partner? I mean,
yeah, it wasn't the worst one we've had. It was the next to worst.
I at least put it into a what like was supposed to be a
with
clip
my wife.
With a set. I had some setup involved in
you,
it.
You messed up today. No. But no, you've got to go back and see what you did was.
I'm committed. I'm trying. Acknowledge that.
It's even worse.
I said, Lord Jesus.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Here is one of my more favorite clips. We're talking about the NFL draft. Oh, that's next week for Timmy time back there. And in the 1994 draft, this was just when Mel Kiper Jr. was still kind of cutting his teeth. I mean, he was on the national coverage, but Bill Tobin of the Colts back then, you remember this?
I remember.
He really went after him over the subject of Trev Alberts, who they did take. And Mel Kiper really wanted them to take Trent Dilfer. Dilfer wound up winning a Super Bowl, but I mean, his stats were what they were as a QB. But this is how that back and forth went.
My knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Mel Kiper. Well, Bill Tobin, obviously, not going out to dinner tonight.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I'm secure in my position. Obviously, Bill Tobin is not very secure in his position. To me, it's a mistake. You cannot go with Jim Harbaugh and pass up Trent Dilfer. Forget it. That's why the Colts are the laughingstock of the league year in and year out.
So Mel and Bill, they dug in, they went after it, and Kiper has turned that into his thing. When you think about niche guys in sports media, I don't know if there's another guy at the top of the mountain than Mel Kiper when it comes to him just covering the NFL draft. Later on, more things like that have started to come out. I mean, as the years went by, Joe Lunardi made a career out of doing bracketology for ESPN for following bracket releases all season long. And I know there's many, many more I can't think of at this time, but that was certainly one of them.
Right?
Todd McShay, but that, again, it falls in line with Mel Kiper because Mel was doing the draft, and
there's
been plenty of draft gurus that have followed in his footsteps. Todd.
If one of these two guys could give Mel Kiper a reach around, which one do you think he would take? Trent Dilfer or Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, Shedur, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Younger, softer skin.
Oh, I mean, he was as in on Shedeur Sanders as he has been
still
on any prospect.
Still is.
Oh, I'm sure. Not giving up the hope right here.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. Jack, it's time at 6:30. We're back tomorrow for a big Wednesday. Good, clean Wednesday show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Southbound 71 at Frank Road, there is an accident blocking the left two lanes, about a 35-minute delay back from Green Lawn. Eastbound I-70, accident in the construction zone after State Route 142. That's got the left lane blocked off with over an hour's worth of delays. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawlspace repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.